7. Very much pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim on IRIB English Radio. Throughout history, there is especially Islamic history and the history of Tashayyu or Shiism, we see that there have been many splits, many different sects and denominations that have come about. Now, there are many reasons why this may have occurred, each split having its own particular reason, its own particular, you know, cause that allowed for such a split to occur. Sometimes it was ideological, sometimes it was, you know, political, sometimes it was, you know, purely out of money and wealth, sometimes out of hatred, and so on and so forth. Many of this occurred during history, and we see there are many different splits that have occurred in Islam because of this. One of those splits that occurred during the time of the sixth holy Imam, that is Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, and no, it did not just stop there. This particular offshoot of Shia Islam was that of the Ismaili Shia, that today, you know, we have two main groups, one being the Agha Khanis and the other being the Bohras. That this group split from the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and you know, it continued to split throughout history. But we are left with two main groups today that we know of. So inshallah, the book that we will be introducing to our dear listeners in the next part will be related to the subject. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned previously, or rather in the first segment, that the line or the trend or the, you know, larger body of the Tashayyu was split up into different groups. And one of those groups was the Ismaili Shia offshoot that began at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and continues till today. So the book that we would like to, you know, introduce to our dear listeners today is based on an examination of this group of Shia. The book is titled Examining the Ismaili Imams and the Bohras. This book was written by a friend, a close colleague, the late marhum Sheikh Ali Azhar Arastu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his grave and enlighten his grave, inshaAllah. And it was published by the World Islamic Network, which is, you know, abbreviated as WIN or WIN, which is known as WIN Islam, or the website used to be like that. They used to give a lot of free books as well. The website has changed, and the website is now known as channelwin.tv. So if the listeners wish to attain free books and so on, they may, you know, go and visit this website and request for books to be given on different topics and on different, discussions. And they would send the books. I remember being sent books by this institution when I was at university. So if you read the book, you give them a review, they will send you another one. So this book is about the beliefs of the Ismailis and the two major sects within the Ismailis, which are the Agha Khanis, who, when this book was written, believe in 49 Imams, and the Bohras, who believe in 21 Imams. However, both the Agha Khanis and the Bohras believe Ismail as an Imam who was the son of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. And therefore they reject the seventh holy Imam that we, the 12 Shias, follow, which is Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, being the son of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So therefore this book investigates the authenticity of the Ismaili or the Fatimid Imams, whether they were really divine or not. And this book contains five segments. And this, these five segments have been expounded upon by the late author in the abstract to this particular book. Inshallah, we will be reading a segment from this book for the benefit of our dear listeners in the next part of our program. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We have been discussing the book by the late Sheikh Ali Azhar Arastu, Rahmatullah Alayh, titled Examining the Ismaili Imams and the Bohras. So in this book, there is a chapter that deals with the history of the split and the history of the son of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that is Ismail ibn Ja'far, which is the start of the split. So the late Sheikh Ali Arastu writes this. He says, Ismail was the oldest son of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Some of the Shias used to think that Ismail would be the next Imam after Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, since he was the oldest and Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam loved him very much. However, Ismail died while Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam was still alive. Therefore, as the Sheikh later on places a lot of questions towards the Bohras and Ismail. And what should be mentioned that was not mentioned previously is that Sheikh, that is Sheikh Arastu Marhum, was himself an Ismaili once upon a time, was part of the Bohra sect. And he became Ithna Ashari and a 12 Shia, and therefore he had first-hand experience of these things, and therefore he wrote this book, and therefore he has the ability to speak about such things. So anyway, he writes, Sheikh continues, and he says, it is reported that when the funeral of Ismail was being taken to the Baqi cemetery in Medina, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam uncovered the face of his deceased son Ismail a few times to show that he was dead. He's not coming back. He's gone. He's not doing a magic act. He's not gonna go out from this coffin. He's not gonna resurrect himself. No, this is not the case. So his intention in doing this, that is continuously showing the face, was to establish the fact of Ismail's death to those who had thought that he was to succeed after Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, and to remove any doubt regarding him still being alive. Many Ismaili and non-Ismaili sources report the story of how, before and during Ismail's funeral procession, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam made deliberate attempts to show the face of his dead son to witnesses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite our hearts on the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And such a book was not an effort to degrade anybody, or not to degrade any faith or any sect or any denomination, but rather it was to bring people closer to the truth of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to ponder certain things that one may have been told, and to actually find reality and to find truth. This book is for that, for truth seeking, and not for polemics. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the soul of the author of this book and to grant him genital firdaus, inshaAllah, for the service to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. InshaAllah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
الذين يستمعون